Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Forever Dog.
Fucking dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
So
when you get to Chicago, you're like, hey, news flash, I'm bi.
Oh yeah, well, wait, I think that Meg pointed at something.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay. So
wait, what did you plan?
I thought she was trying.
She's
to
just saying, look at the time.
Oh, okay, okay. Right. Okay. So I get to Chicago. I'm doing comedy. I'm loving my life. And
don't break the fourth wall like that ever again.
I feel like you can cut that.
Respect
part,
the medium.
Right?
No. Okay. We try not to cut anything.
So
except when we hurt people we love.
Yeah. Even then,
it's nice to leave it in. Yeah.
I get to Chicago and I finally like feel like I can start having sex. Like I feel like I can start sexting people. I had like friends that were.
How did you meet people?
Well, I had a couple friends that moved there, and like I knew like three people, and two of those people were sexting me every day. Like,
oh my god,
oh my god,
like
queen.
Two, and they were roommates. Like it was crazy.
Were they B's or G's?
They were B's. They were B's.
They were both sexting you every day.
They were sexting
friends.
Me every day. Like one night I slept over.
Wait, when I say B's or G's, I mean boys or girls.
Yeah,
not
they're
bis
B's.
Or gays.
They're B's.
She knows, Pat.
No, but that could also be B's or
yes,
bis
right,
or gays.
Right. Yeah, no, they're boys.
It gets really hard.
That's true.
They were two boys I wasn't really into
when
but
you
I
refused
into
to speak.
Sexting. Yeah.
I mean, of course, who doesn't love that?
Yeah, right. And
wait,
I also
they
was
straight
so horny.
Completely.
They like, were straight completely.
Do you think they wanted a three?
They wanted to see, I think, like, one of them was interested, and then the other got interested. Oh. And it was like,
wow.
They also
you guys should
knew
have
I
had
didn't do anything. So they were kind of horny for the idea of I was a little, like,
you were a virgin.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
So when did you finally
do the deed?
So it was with someone. Okay, so these two guys that were texting me, and they were friends. One, we didn't do anything. The other was like, we're going to experiment. We're going to try stuff out.
Whoa.
One night he texts me. This is just a funny, this didn't actually do anything, but he was like, You've never used a vibrator before. Put your phone beneath your legs. I'm going to call you.
Oh, my God.
It was like, it was somewhere it's like, no. And then obviously I didn't do it. I was like, that was amazing. Like, I was like, unbelievable. So that was like my, I was kind of like testing the waters with that one so guy. But truly, I fell in love with this improviser.
Wow.
And he's older.
Where?
And,
how? What
really
are we talking?
Bad.
How old are you?
Are you the Princeton really of Chicago? Are you the Princeton girl of Chicago?
No.
Oh my God.
This kind of leads into the B story.
The Princeton girl.
This kind of leads into the bi story, though.
Okay, wait. So how old are you? And who's this guy?
So I'm
wait,
probably 23.
And who's this guy?
And this guy, I am not gonna say his
name. Wait, do you feel comfortable?
Well, I'll show you him and his name after, but
how old is he?
But how old? So this guy is about 32.
You're 23. Do you feel safe saying how old you are in current day, present time?
Oh, I'm 28.
Okay, perfect. Even better than that's better
than
me.
Oh my gosh, and we can't skip the fact. Okay, so before we end, I have to tell you about the person I'm texting now.
Like, okay,
duh.
Yeah, okay. I just want to tell you, don't let me forget it. September 15th, I'll be 29 this year. Wait, what?
It's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good birthday.
Wait, 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 what is it?
September 15th.
So you're what, Virgo?
Virgo.
My boyfriend's Virgo.
I have everything in Virgo.
It always, but I'm Leo. It always says like boring stuff about Virgos, like they love crossword puzzles, that kind of thing. You know. Yeah. I don't.
You don't.
I do. I love crossword puzzles.
Maybe I want to love them.
You know what I try so
hard? I can't read.
I try so hard with Sudokus. I don't get it. I don't get Sudoku.
What the fuck is Sudoku? I'm so bored. I'm keep going.
I don't get it.
I don't get it,
wait, honey.
Is there like an app on a phone?
Sudoku? No, it's like it's like a grid puzzle where it's like there's 9 rows and 9 columns and in each box of 9 squares you can't have repeating numbers.
Time of death right now.
I keep going.
Okay. So this guy. So I kind of fall for this guy, whirlwind romance for 2 weeks. Like, truly, like, he's like texting, like, thinking, like, it's crazy. But let's just say that it was about a year of him, like, kind of having other girlfriends, but inviting me over to, like, snuggle. Like, horrible, horrible for me, my first relationship.
You're going and you're snuggling.
I'm going in there and I'm rubbing my ass on him. And then, like, have sex. Like,
he wouldn't fuck
you.
You
know what I mean? Sometimes, yeah. And then,
oh, so you lost your V to him?
I did, yeah.
So he would date other people and, like, sometimes have sex with you and sometimes just want to be friends.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was like sometimes we'd have sex and not even kiss. Like, it was bad.
What a loser.
Only twice, maybe, but it was bad. He still texts me.
No.
Yeah, I mean.
He still booty calls you?
He, like, literally, I love to sex, and, like, so I will sex with an ex-person, but, like, so we haven't in a long time, but, like, stuff like that, where, like, we would, and then he'd have a girlfriend a week later. Like, it was really bad. And that was, like, my first person,
that
right?
That sucks.
And then, he was pretty toxic. I mean, he'll always be, like, I'll always say he's still a friend. I love to stay friends, but, like, he truly was bad. But what happened was is I was really upset with him 1 year. I don't even remember when. And I got to know one of his ex-girlfriends. So, like, we're bonding. We just met. And, like, I knew he dates a lot of girls in comedy. And
he sounds awesome.
And so he dated this girl. Like, we met and we became friends really fast. And she became very interested in me. And
oh, my God.
We both were, like, we're straight. Right. And then I get texts like, I almost kissed you at the end of that. Like, isn't that weird? And
oh, my God.
And I was so sad this guy. But, like, I was thinking it was fun. Right. I was like, I mean, she's cute.
Wait,
and
this,
like,
is another girl that he hooked up with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Addicted to this story,
right? And then she, like, we go out and it feel like a date. So basically we got really close and she was like, she wasn't sad anymore, but I was, you know. So, like, but she was more open, but I was, like, curious. So then I knew she was gonna kiss me, and, like, then we started kind of hooking up, but, like, not all the way,
just making
out.
Was it so, like, what'd you do?
Were you like, oh my God, I want to touch your boobs so bad, like, I'm, like, loving this?
So I wasn't really into her, I was into the idea of kissing a girl, I wasn't really, and that if she was listening, I'd feel bad, but she's married to a woman now, was straight when she met me, married to a woman now.
Wow.
So I'm, like, happy for her, and, like, so, and, like, we bonded over this guy, but I was still upset. And then, like, it got to the point where I knew I wasn't interested, but she'd want to kiss for, like, 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Like, and it was really bad. It's
3 hours?
Yeah.
That's too long.
Not 3 hours.
And then one time we went to a sketch show, and I, like, at this point told her I couldn't, like, I wasn't interested. I had to work on whatever.
Yeah.
I tried to stay friends, and we go to a show, and she's pissed at me. And I'm like,
what's
going on? Like, in my head. And we sit down at the show, and she goes, I think I'm in love with you.
Oh, my God.
Right when she says that, lights up. Someone's jumping across the stage in a wig. and I'm like, it was like out of a movie, like all of a sudden, like out of a movie.
Oh, my
and I
God.
Like turn around. I'm like, that's funny that that happened, right? Like, kind of. And she was like, I get it. Like, she was pissed. Like,
wait,
really
that
mad.
Is such a funny story.
Oh,
literally
my God.
Lights up right when she says that. I didn't even have time to respond. Were like, it was insane.
The feelings were not at all mutual.
No. I just was, she wasn't, looking back, she, like, wasn't my type. Like, she wanted to be kind of like the feminine girl too. Like that.
Yeah.
That's not
what's
always that
type?
Way. But so the only.
What's your type of G and what's your type of B?
Yeah that is exactly. A really good question. Because I don't want to be like, it's always someone wants to be the more feminine one. But in that case, it just was.
Sometimes,
like,
that is a thing that
sometimes
happens. But not
it
all
is.
The time. But sometimes
not all
it
the
is.
Time, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm like, okay, I'm Dr. Drew.
Drew Barry. Drew Barry.
Oh my God. Well, like, so with guys, I have, like, a lot of different, I don't really have one type, but, like, So I think if I had to say, it's like older guy, like tall, like 43, like
hot. You know what do you mean?
Like
that?
Hot, 43, like, yeah. Like that kind of thing. I don't. I sometimes meet them, but not a lot.
I never meet
like,
older guys.
Not really. Or anyone. The guy I'm texting now, like, is a whole thing. But
put that on pause.
Yeah, put that on pause. But that's my.
So you like older guys who are like tall, dark, handsome.
Sort of, yeah. Or like, yeah, it, and of course. I could. I've definitely.
Do you like bald?
A lot of. Oh yeah.
I like bald.
I definitely can do bald, right? Too. Yeah, like.
I want to get Eiffel Towered by the bald realtors on Selling Sunset. Do you have a desire to be Eiffel Towered?
What is that? When a guy is behind you and in front?
Yeah, I have such a desire for
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
I have a desire to be Eiffel Towered by two people who I can never say on the podcast.
I know.
Wait, will you tell me after?
Yeah, we'll tell you after we got the monster.
I'll tell Meg after too.
Yeah, but it's
did you see me?
It's funny because last time we talked about this last time and we said we were going to tell Meg after the podcast and we didn't.
I just told her with my mouth.
But anyways.
She's reeling. But don't you agree?
I wish I could get Eiffel Tower, but I can't.
I think I'd like the idea, but if it happened, I'd be like,
can.
Oh, I need
no,
some
I can't. But ass and mouth.
Yeah, that's classic.
I don't.
You have a hole there.
That's
use
delicious.
It, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't. I wouldn't want to do ass and mouth.
The idea of a taco, like the idea of like the visual, but
I get really horned up for the idea of like filling all my.
But I sometimes I can. Sometimes I can get.
Why am I being so horny today? I'm actually sorry. I'm actually sorry.
Sometimes being giving head overwhelms me, or having something down in my throat overwhelms me even more than like actual sex, and because. So, like, if I was doing that, sometimes I like to just focus on that. If
yeah,
I'm doing that.
No, I don't think I'd actually be able to.
But I think 69ing is so fun.
It's okay.
I think yeah,
I'll
fun.
Never forget like 3 minutes that I was Eiffel Towered. My wait, two oh, Irishmen. Yeah.
Wait, you Eiffel Towered?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you did?
I knew you had a three. Wait, and it was.
Was it overwhelming? Like, what did.
And it was V&M.
No, it was amazing.
It was V&M.
I feel like I'd be overwhelmed.
I felt very natural. I was like, yeah, go
it
ahead.
Was V&M.
Of course it's V&M. No, it's ass and mouth.
I think
wait, that's so
ass
cool.
And V is
a
good
thing.
It was 2015. It was a different time.
Oh, my God. Well, recently I gave someone a blowjob, mm-hmm. maybe twice in one night. He stays over even though I didn't even ask him to yet.
Congratulations, hon. He likes you.
He goes, you're going to do that in the morning again. Like ask for another blowjob. And then I was still in like sexy voice. I was like, oh, I was like, yes. And then he was like, and then again. So he asked for two.
Hey, oh my God, like finish what we have and then we'll see.
Yeah, we're just like, can you check in with me in the morning and see how I feel? Like two morning blowjobs. What? We're like falling asleep. I'm like, can we talk about it? Like, can you imagine asking for not one but two? That's insane.
That's so crazy.
And then again. Well, serious. I'm like, how many is that number? 4 in 2 days? I don't think so.
That's so funny.
I don't think so, honey.
Cult, I don't cult. Get it, honey.
I don't get it, honey.
Copyright Les Cole. Like
our new show. I don't get it, honey. Live.
That's what I was trying to make happen earlier.
I don't get it.
Meg's song.
I love that.
So then.
Yeah.
So this girl tells you she loves you, and you're like, I gotta get out of here.
Gotta get out of here.
But you're like, I do like girls, though. You're like,
I'm open to the idea now.
You're like, I agree with you that I like girls, but, not, but I disagree that it's you.
I disagree that it's you.
And then I'm open to the idea, right? I'm like, okay, I liked kissing, but I didn't love her lip gloss. You know, like there was something off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It wasn't just, but I liked the idea. And so then I just opened my brain to that idea. Yeah. And there was another girl he hooked up with that I hooked up with.
Oh my God.
He dates
wait,
like
what?
Yeah. We like met on Bumble. But
so
like,
when did you finally like have sex?
Your Eskimo sisters with
so,
your ass.
So she was probably the one that I actually, you know what I mean? Like she was my first. I still haven't like, I haven't given head to a girl.
Oh.
But I've done like everything else.
That's a lot. I
that's
feel.
A lot. That's and not I don't want to pressure myself.
You have to really
that,
love.
You know what I
mean? Do what you want to do.
Yes. I think I have to be
you
in
have
love
to really,
with
well, no. I don't mean you, with the person. I mean like you have to love vaginas.
I think like when, here's my thing.
Does it feel weird fingering other people as you're weird as yourself?
No, it's easier to do it to someone else.
I had a dream I was fingering Princess Diana.
Okay, you're bi.
I'm bi. I'm really bi. But I know, but then as wait. I was doing it, I didn't like it, and I was like, I have to stop.
Oh,
this.
Okay, no.
Wait.
And the dream didn't, what was the contact?
Like, I have no recollection.
You felt like you weren't into it, so do you feel maybe pressured? Like, has anyone made you feel pressure to like girls?
It's Princess Diana.
Well, just the culture.
Yeah.
Okay. Princess Diana was your
type. Was she your type?
I like, what did Princess say?
Like, I like tried to, and I like, I was like, oh, I don't, I want to go.
Oh, okay.
And
she
was,
yeah.
Like, she was like, okay.
She's like, okay, I'm literally Princess Diana.
No, it's more than me being, I'm not, yeah, I'm not like, I'm not really like crazy about vaginas or
I'm crazy for that dick.
It's more like I'm crazy about how it feels and stuff, but the look, I mean, like, I'm never like, I'm turned on by the way people look, but I'm not really looking in that zone.
Yeah, me too, to an extent. I'm not really looking in that zone.
Yeah, I don't really, it's more just the person.
There's something for me about seeing like a rock hard dick.
Yeah.
That like instantly I get.
Wait, now I'm horny about that. So like, yeah, I guess I do like that.
I was all trying to figure out what makes me horny. I'm like in a really horny place. I think it's because I like was on and off my birth control and my hormones are like all over the place. And now I'm just like a dripping dog.
Okay. So everyone's horny lately, though.
It's spring.
I thought my friend was going to make out with me last night. Like,
which friend?
What happened?
Well,
wait, who are your friends you brought?
Wait, who'd you come here with?
The club coming. No, she came with...
Oh, my friends. So, my friends that I'm staying with, they love the podcast too.
Oh my god! It
was Richie Owens and his girlfriend Melissa, which she's also my friend.
Wait, do I know them?
Sure, what their deal was.
You did meet Richie before.
Which one's Richie?
You only met him for like a second, but you said, "Hey, I know you from social media because of he does Freak Fest with me."
Yeah.
Yes, he
lives here now.
Yeah, he lives here.
Oh, so it's literally stupid that you don't live here.
I know. Yeah. But
you're thinking about moving here.
Yeah.
You are.
It's something.
Where does he live?
So he lives in Bushwick, which feels like a place in a movie. Like every time I see him, I'm like, is that a real place? Yeah, yeah. It is, right?
It's real.
Yeah.
So let's get into who are you?
Oh, yeah. Who am I now?
Who is this man? Okay. Who is this girl sitting next to me?
Who is this girl sitting next to me? Okay. Well, I would say that I am having the most fun ever.
You're
really positive.
Yeah.
I'm really like in love with my life. Like, cause I felt like I finally found what I wanted. And like, I felt like I didn't fit in school. And like, now I'm like, I feel like everyone's just, I don't know, best
friends.
You're the
queen.
Like, yeah. It feels like I'm like, this was little Megan's dream. Like, yeah. Like,
that's how I feel. We should be more positive like you.
I know. We should be more positive. We literally suck. We know that we do. Like, we can't appreciate any single thing. We're the most ungrateful, like, just like,
no,
ingrates.
You're not. You're
scared
literally
hogs.
Some of my
scared
favorite
hogs.
People. Like, truly, truly in love with both
we
of you.
We literally are so
kidding.
Unappreciative of everything we have. Yeah. We don't care. We think it's always miserable. We think we have it bad.
You're so fun to be around.
It's ups and downs.
Funny.
It's ups and downs.
It's ups and downs. Ups and downs.
Some days I'm like, I'm literally famous. My dreams are all coming true. I'm having the time of my life. Some days I'm like.
But they make you feel that way. Like, they make you feel that
way. Sometimes I'm like, I could get hit by a car and I'd be like, cool.
Well, what you said about the show thing, like, I experienced that where my heart will literally break if I don't perform. And like, after a big show and then a day of nothing is just like, it really does hurt.
Like,
really,
one day of nothing and then immediately have to do it again.
Yes.
One day
of
pure nothing is
down.
Bliss. Because I feel like I have a disease where I think I have to earn my relaxation time.
Oh, I've gotten better at that, but I totally get that.
I have
that.
To earn my downtime, so.
Well, yeah, I need to do that too. Like, I have to write for 30 minutes. Before I could do anything.
Like, LA was so fun because I was so nervous for my two shows. But once I did them, I was like, I just went out with friends and like had the most amazing like weekend after
that's
that.
That's how I feel. Yeah, exactly.
But you're loving your life. And so who's this person you're texting with now? You can talk about
it. This is not, it's like good and bad. Well, first of all, I really knew I was bi when I really had feelings for a girl. That's like just a little
You had a romantic
feeling.
But it
didn't work out. It didn't work out.
You were like sad about it?
I was yes, that's when I knew. Because I was like, I'm not just like into kissing. Like, I truly am sad about this girl. The way I was sad about guys before.
Yeah. That's a good, because I'm often like sexual. I could be like attracted to a woman, but it's like.
Yeah.
They don't have any, like, the way men affect me.
Right.
I'm like, I die for
you. I mean, I might never have those kind of feelings for a girl again. Like, you know what I mean? It might have just been random. Like,
I'm open and pan.
But I'm. So all three of us are pan.
I'm not pan. I'm truly, I'm like a Kinsey 6. Like, I'm not attracted to women at all. No offense to you both. Yeah. I think you're both gorgeous.
No, but you're romantic.
I can feel romantic, but I don't.
I'm trying to like high school boyfriend Pat.
I don't feel sexual attraction to
women. Wait, if you guys met in high school, you think you would date? Did you ever date girls before?
Yeah, I had one girlfriend in high school for like 4 months, and I had one girlfriend in college for like 8 months.
He did.
See, there's different boxes, right? You can be romantic and sexual with some a gender, like,
But that was more of just me being closeted and scared. Oh, okay. It wasn't like, I think I'm in love with this. It was more just like, let me do what I...
I feel like I'd be jealous, but only in the way of, like, I'm your best friend. Like, don't...
That's friends. A real thing.
Yeah.
But that's how I am.
But I want someone to be kind of jealous for me, though. Like,
I'm sure
I'm so I'm the most jealous bitch you'll ever meet. I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
So then...
Now... Okay, so there's this guy...
This guy.
I'll show you who he is. Because this guy. I can't shout say out his to name, but I will show you who he is after this. And I was so horny for this guy.
How'd you meet him?
I've only met him one time.
Yeah.
What? Where?
And he was in Chicago doing the Lincoln Lodge, which I do.
That was so fun.
Oh my God. Everyone loved you. Like, people were
obsessed. That feels like a million years ago.
It does. But that's the last time I saw you.
You were there and there were lots of really nice girls there.
Everyone loved you. I mean, it was an amazing show.
It was a great show.
You gotta come and do Lincoln Lodge.
Hey, guys, should I come to Chicago?
Yeah, hey, why don't you? Please. Maybe you should come when I'm going.
Wait, can you
people
come?
People DM me to come.
Wait.
Let me to try to book a spot and I'll do my show there. My terrible show that I hate doing now.
Wait, you should come because we're gonna film the Megan Salter show the day after you're there. Maybe cut that out, but we're gonna film after so you can do it.
When are you going?
Yeah, and so if you come, you can do it.
June 7th, I'm going.
Yeah. That's Betsy's wedding.
Oh fuck!
Betsy.
It's so soon.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna go back
we'll plan
soon.
Again.
So
yes, let's plan
go back in like maybe the fall.
Yeah,
before it's really cold.
Now I saw on socialmedia.com that you got fired from one of your day jobs.
Oh yeah.
Now please do go on.
Do I talk about the guy or do I talk about this?
Do you talk about the guy?
Oh, okay. Never mind. But then we need to talk about this because I'm a nanny.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed so hard at your video where you said, is the poopy, what was the line?
Is there poopy all over the, I acted like I got a call on a video and I said, oh, is there poopy all over the room or just in one spot?
Should I call from work?
I call from work. So this guy came into Chicago. He does comedy. He kind of is an extra on a show. And I was so horny for him. He had a woman at Lincoln Lodge, right? So I think he has a wife. I think he has a wife. He's older. He's like 43.
Which is your type.
So he comes to do what?
So he comes to Lincoln Lodge.
He come do what?
He come to do what? He comes to do Lincoln Lodge. Mm-hmm. I don't know him. I meet him and I go, oh God, this guy is so hot. He's older, tall, my type.
Perfect,
like,
perfect,
but he has this woman that like looks like he's dating, but he's clicking with me so well. There's a vibe. I'm like, I'm gonna blow him here. Like, it's so hot, but she's right there. And like, then I'm like, oh, you want to stay? You can stay to do my show after Lincoln Lodge. We have Freak Fest.
It's like two kids are running around.
she has like a baby slept in her body. I'm just like, you gotta go.
So he's a stand up.
So he's a stand up.
Is he funny?
Oh yeah, he's really funny, and so he's really really funny, and so he stays to do Freak Fest. The woman leaves. He stays.
Okay. Nice.
So then when he gets off stage, he goes like, "Can I buy you a drink?"
Okay, wait. That's never happened to me in my day.
I know.
Yeah, it's like out of a movie.
You have an energy.
I say. And I kind of want to talk about what energy you think I'm throwing out to the world. But I don't think I have that. But
you clearly have it, girl.
Well, that's never happened to me.
You clearly have it.
I'm just basing it off that story that you have an energy.
He says, like, yeah, can I buy you a drink? And I go, like, I don't really drink. And then...
Do you not drink?
No.
At all.
Once in a while, I'll have, like, a little cup of champagne, a little drink.
Yeah.
But, like, I really don't drink. I never got into it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. That's actually the craziest thing I've ever heard.
When people say that, I'm like...
It gives me, like, a headache if I take one sip. Like, sometimes I'll have a drink, but then it's always, like,
Oh, my God, I'm addicted to this stuff.
Yeah.
So he has that, and then we still hang out after. Like, he has friends.
Did you let him buy you a drink?
No. I just was like, I don't drink, and it was kind of like we still clicked, but...
Do you feel like that shut it down a little bit?
Well, I think maybe, because maybe he thought I was, like, saying no.
Yeah.
Like, we ended up going...
You should have said, like, a Diet Coke.
Yeah, Diet Coke. Classic.
Yes, I should have been like, I'll take a Coke. Yeah, I should have.
I'll take a Coke. I'm a good girl. I'll take a Coke.
Yeah, I go, I'll take a Coke off your ass.
Okay. Are you Kim Kardashian and a bottle of champagne on your big ass?
Yeah, put a Coke on my fat ass.
No, ass lately.
I literally was like, no, but then we ended up going to a different bar with people, but then I left early, like... So this is what happens now.
Okay.
That was about a year ago.
What happens now?
I'm gonna drink more water.
That was a long time ago. But we are texting on Instagram a little.
Okay, so you're saying your Instagram messaging.
You what?
Your Instagram messaging.
Yeah. So we're Instagram
messaging. You called it texting, which is interesting.
Yeah, I know. That's insane that I
I'm like, how the number exchange?
Yeah.
So I got bold and like gave him my number. I was like, he said something about being single. I was like, well, if we're both single, here's my number.
Oh, he said he's single.
Yeah. This is a long time ago.
Who's this girl? Who's this girl?
So it turned out it was a friend.
Okay.
He said celibate friend.
What? What?
He says celibate friend. So I'm like, so you wanted to have sex?
My celibate friend.
I don't trust her.
So here's the issue now, which I truly don't know what to do. He texts me immediately. He texts me immediately
celibate,
after he sees it.
Celibate
friend is weird.
Celibate.
He texts me and it's hot, but then I realize he can't text fully because he's older. He texts a little different.
Yeah.
He can't.
Yeah,
he can. He'll be like something like, you're a little slut. Live, laugh, what? Love. Like, he'll say something
He'll say you're a little slut, live, laugh, love.
He'll say something hot, right? Like he's sexting, like, I want to kiss you all over.
So you're sexting.
We're sexting.
Where does he live?
He lives in LA.
Okay.
And here's the deal. He texts weird, but I dealt with it because I thought he's so hot. And this has been right now. You're seeing me
when
now.
When did this start?
It's only been day four of texting. Right now is like day four.
Oh, yeah. You said it's happened a while ago.
No, that meeting was a long time ago.
But now you've been
now texting.
Oh, the single thing was recently.
But then the other night he was texting me, mm-hmm. then sexting me. Then I was here though. I'm here.
How does sexting start for you? Because it sounds like you sext a lot, and I don't.
Yeah.
I think it's just like if I know the person is into it and he's into it, and then I'll say something randomly.
Like what? What will you start off by saying?
Something mild at first.
Like, what's a mild thing?
Oh, I don't know. What did I kind of let him.
I want to hop on that.
Maybe
cock
just
like, boy.
Like, maybe just something like, hi, sexy, with two
something
eyes.
Something mild.
Just
like that.
Hey,
something
this is the vibe, but yeah, nothing
like,
explicit.
Let her speak. Like what?
Like, I'll say like, oh yeah, I'm from Ohio. I'm like kind of a slutty Christian. Something like that to get it in his mind.
Oh, fine. Oh,
something okay. like that where it's like it's no pressure for them to say something back that's hot.
Yeah.
Mm. But that's how it happened. But then the other night, all of a sudden, he texted me and was like, hey, we need to talk. Like, you're...
My celibate friend's actually my wife and we have four kids. Yeah, so
that's what I thought it was. Because I was totally like only texting when he texted me. I was here. So I'm like busy. And he called me and I didn't answer because I was at a show.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So literally 2 days ago, he called me.
That's how you know he's 40.
Yeah, I know.
And I think his voicemail was hot. Like, I liked
it. It is so fucking hot when someone calls you on
yes, the phone. Yes. And leaves a voicemail.
Well, it's hot, but it's also scary and hard.
It was so endearing. It was like I normally.
Scary and hard.
Scary and hard. It's scary, but a voicemail's hot because he was just like, you know, I don't normally talk that hot with someone that I don't know. Like, it was truly hot.
Yeah.
But then I get home and hours later to text him. And I'm like, that was hot. And then he goes, like, we need to talk. Like, you're thinking about moving to LA and New York. Like, I don't want to do long distance.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like, I'm heated thinking about it. He was like, you know, date. I don't want to remember. He's like, I want to fall in love and have fun. But, like, I don't know if I want to end up with a comedian and
Wait, what?
I don't want to do long distance.
You haven't even hooked up.
We haven't even hooked up or seen each other more than one time. That's why. So I literally was like, okay, we'll just think about it. Like, I think you're hot.
Just think about if you want to do long distance.
He literally, and then he's like, well, I'm not going to commit. It's like, I didn't ask you to commit. Like,
I just, it's so crazy. It's probably because he's old.
I think it's because he's
older.
Show
me his profile, his Instagram profile.
Do I have my phone?
Why don't you have a phone?
It's okay, we'll see it after.
Get a phone, stupid bitch.
Now
I'm like, I actually don't have a phone.
I can't believe you sent a voice message to this person who DM'd us.
Wait, you really did?
I know, by accident.
Did you say anything
else? Can we listen to it?
All right, let's see what I sent to a random.
It's me?
Oh my God.
They're like, so. Wait, what is it?
This is me mumbling.
What
he goes,
I would say that
I can't talk
that
or read.
To a random fan who sent a nice message.
Literally, that's me mumbling, can barely talk.
Oh my God, this is so funny. Oh my God.
You should
God.
Say something. Sorry, my girlfriend, my hot ass girlfriend stole my phone.
Sorry, my celibate friend stole my phone.
Is that weird he said celibate?
That's
so stupid.
I think it was him going,
what should
we
I say back to the
I think it was him being like, we didn't hook up or she was celibate.
Yeah, people really like doing things in stupid ways.
I can't believe and this is how you know he saw it but didn't respond.
What did he say?
Oh my God.
What did the fan say to you before you sent that?
It was
that?
Like a really nice, we do get a lot of really nice messages about.
Yeah.
But I have to be honest, lately I've been having a lot of trouble answering DMs.
Yeah.
And it's just like you can't, because it's like, you can't,
too much.
It's just too much.
Wait, so now
what'd you say to him? You were just like, okay.
I said I got sad because I feel weird because it's like, you're making me feel crazy because I'm reading this going, like, did I say something to make it sound like I wanted to figure out if
no.
I was just trying to have fun, so I said, like, that kind of hurt my feelings about the comedian thing. And, like, just think about it. I think, like, connections are, like, important to, like, see where things go. And we're just having fun. You know? Like, yeah. I don't want to stop talking. But if he's going to be like, are you moving here or not? Like.
Probably not.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is embarrassing. I told him I wanted to be bi-coastal. I was like, the dream is bi-coastal. I don't know what you want. Like,
the dream is bi-coastal.
That's my dream.
That's title map, the dream is bi-coastal.
To live here, have a boyfriend in LA would be hot. Like,
boyfriend in LA, girlfriend in New York.
Oh.
A bye-bye coastal.
I've only fucked people in LA.
A master in Ohio.
You're obsessed with your master.
Wait, what were you saying?
I've only fucked people in LA that I already had met in New York. Oh, no one in LA wants to fuck me.
I've never once had a sexual experience in Los Angeles, California.
We've only had two.
I'm horny for there, though. Like, there's people with girlfriends that I'm horny for.
Who?
Well, there's like...
We need a deep dive.
I have to tell you who it is.
We know who you are, and we know who you want to be.
Oh, wait.
What's your dream?
Final part of the question. What's your dream? Besides
bi-coastal.
Besides bi-coastality.
Truly, like, who I want to be is, bi-coastal. Bi-coastal girl.
I love
like,
that.
Stand-up comedy.
Right?
Kissing.
What's your, if you could paint your job, what is it?
Oh, paint my job. Okay.
If you can paint your job. Now, welcome to office. If you can paint your job.
I imagine it like this, like. Well, first of all, I feel like it'd be really... I'm very independent. I really don't need someone around all the time.
Me too.
I really can have someone living somewhere else. So if you're listening... but
are you a very horny person, though? Would you miss sex? Or would you want to be open?
No, so I'm a horny person, but I literally can go a while without... if I'm excited about the stuff I'm doing... Like, yeah.
Totally.
I mean,
actually, same.
Like, if I'm doing a lot with comedy, I don't. It's fine.
Mm. Yeah.
But also, sexting helps. Like,
I struggle with that.
You don't? Do you?
To me, sexting makes me hornier. I like fucking. Now I'm like, okay, like, now I'm even hornier.
I have a disease where it's like,
I was horny. Now I'm hornier. all I've got is a phone.
Yeah. Give me a dick.
Let me get a massage beef.
I feel like if I fuck someone a lot, then when they leave, the next week is like agony because I'm used to it. And I'm like, I'm so horny. I really have to pee against all odds. Do you mind if I go pee?
Yeah, hurry up. We'll just chat. And we'll wrap up soon.
Yeah. Just
so
regular?
Your job, you're not.
Oh, okay.
We can make it keep working.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're with her gone. We can make it keep working.
So perfect job. Perfect job. I love being a nanny, truly.
I love it some days, but I do really, I think I'm like too much of an introvert. Like really being around people, like, you know, I like it when it's cool people and like the family is very nice, but it's like being around other people really exhausts me.
Oh yeah.
And I have to do so much work. It feels just to keep little boundaries up and it's like, you know, I'm at work, but it's like I leave and I'm so emotionally tired at the end of the day. And it's like, this took so much. It was like, sometimes it's like 4 hours. I'm like, this feels like I got to go to sleep now. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So I don't know if it's the best job for me. I do like kids, but...
It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, I really feel like I have a mother's heart. Like, I truly, like, either want to be doing this or, have kids, like, always. But, like, so the job that I lost, where you saw that tweet...
Yeah.
I have one nanny family I really love. And, like, we get along so well. They're so supportive. And the other family, though, was really rough. And, like, their kids, like... And I never had a family like that. Like, the first family I had in Chicago, we were, like, best friends. Like, I raised that son with the parents. Like, we're so close, I still see him.
Yeah.
And this wild family, like, the kid would pull my shirt over my head, be like, shush, Megan, all day.
Oh, my God.
Like, the dad worked from home, so, like, it was hard because, like, the kids wanted
him.
That's
the hardest thing. Yeah. And then also, it's just, like, there's weird pressure when it feels like the parents are there, but you're, like, with the kids. It's, like...
Yeah.
What famously I had sometimes have to make like rice in front. If I have to make rice, I can actually do that. Yes. I have to make rice in front of someone who's like seeing me make rice for their kids. No. I'm like, I don't know how to pour water anymore.
I relate to that so much. I can't even. I'm shaking when the parents are around.
Yeah.
Even if I love them. Like,
yeah, they're so
open
kind.
A
they're
bag
so wonderful.
Of chips. I can't open a bag of chips.
Don't ask me to open a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Hit
literally.
On the head, sips over. Walks in my body, didn't know a bag of chips.
No, truly. But so that wouldn't be. I mean, my dream job is just to do only comedy, of course.
Yeah, but like, what kind though? What does it look like?
It looks like I want to do everything. Like, I would love to do. The dream is like to have like develop my own show and like be
like,
in it. Of course,
Nara Talk. What's going on?
I really like the talk show I'm doing now.
Yeah,
and like that would be huge if it got on a bigger platform.
Yeah.
But, like, I just want to keep making different stuff.
Yeah.
You know what
you
I mean?
You want to do something narrative.
Yeah. I think totally. So. Yeah. And, like, also always do stand-up, though.
Do you want to be, like, one of those people that, like, tours all around?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess I do too some days.
But I don't want to be, like, right now roading around. Like, you know those comics right are like, we're on tour in Denver.
I know.
I don't want to do that. Unless people are coming to the show.
Maybe. If it's the only thing we can do, like, a couple and make a lot of money, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yes, but, like, have you seen comics that are like, I'm going to be in this bar, yeah, on the road, like, sleeping in your car, not that. Yeah. I want someone, to fly me into LA to do a show.
Do you know our friends Matt and Bowen?
The Oscar Chase Boys? I'm fans of them, but I've met them in real life.
Me and Bowen did one of their shows in Boston, and Bowen got this really nice hotel for us. And
see,
was like,
that would be fun.
It was like the nice hotel I've stayed in forever. I thought we were going to be like split. Like, for me, we're just in different places right now. So for me, I'm picturing us like splitting a room. Yes, like it's the shittiest hotel you can imagine. But it was like so nice in my own room. And it was just like,
that's the dream.
This is a fucking dream. My thing is, when I get into a hotel room, I become the horniest little slut you could imagine.
Oh, sexy in a hotel.
I get absolutely psychotic. Oh, like, God. I should be arrested for some of the things that I do send out in hotel
Do you
rooms.
Like when, like, people call you when you're in a hotel? That's a thing for me.
What do you mean? So, on the, like, phone of the hotel?
No.
Or
like
on your cellular device. Like,
say, okay, this is something that's happened to me before that I've always wanted when I was little. I wanted to be with friends in a hotel, like, on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And then a guy calls and you're in the hall talking to him.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's very like school trip. Like, there's an away cross country meet. Catherine's, you know, we have to wrap up.
I know.
Feeling pretty comfortable on air, taking a really long time in the bathroom.
Can we say bye when she's not in here?
I don't know. Well, let's do.
I'm sorry.
Because we just have to like get going. We're hitting 2 hours.
Do we just pause and then?
No, we'll keep keep like being us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You go relax, honey. Stay a while.
Honey, believe me, I do this.
I've always wanted to talk to you about nanning, though. Because I relate to it.
You know, it's funny. I do really like kids. I really do enjoy kids. You know, I'm just the kind of person that can get really stressed out sometimes, even though you wouldn't think. And then also, it's like, I lose stuff too much, and I'm kind of absent-minded. So
honey,
like,
we're kindred spirits. I'm not kidding.
I lose shit every single day. I'm going to therapy after this at 2. I'm going to be like, hun, what should I do?
Yeah.
But I have a psych eval May 30th.
Wait.
To find out if I get antidepressants.
Wait, I guess you're psych eval. Finding out about your 30th?
No, I'm May 30th. I have a psych eval.
Oh, I thought you went,
I've been 30 for a
pretty I was like, I thought you were 30, and then I thought you were having a birthday of 30. I was like, what? I was like, okay.
But I think that maybe once you get some, like, chill pills, like, maybe that'll help. Chill. Like, I don't
know. You know what I do?
I want Wellbutrin. What?
I'll say, do you need a chill pill? And I'll give them a fake pill, and they love it.
Oh, really?
A real pill.
I struggle being funny while I'm nannying for some reason.
My
kids will be like, tell me a joke. I'll be like, oh.
Oh, that
I'll be like, I don't really have jokes.
This has been the nanny. I know you're kind of making a face because we're doing nanny stuff.
But we had to survive. I mean, you were gone for an hour. What?
Something's happened.
Oh, no.
Okay? In my butt.
Oh, no.
Okay? I keep having time.
Does that mean shark is canceled?
I don't think I can or should put that in my body.
Do you want to go for the Atmos?
Is this off brand or on brand?
What?
To talk about how I just left.
No, I think it's on. Or wait, what did you
say? I thought I was going to pee, and then my b-hole was like, I want to play.
Okay, let's do. I got to wrap up.
Same.
Oh, you have to.
So let's do
bravely. Same.
Let's do. Do we feel? Well, first of all, crush of the week. My crush of the week is actually going to be a gorgeous role model too. Mm. Actually, Judy Greer and Zoe Deutsch.
Whoa!
Because I interviewed them and they were so kind and sweet and they said the nicest words and I drew trying to come up for the rest of the week and I tried Becca, and she's so. I think Judy Greer is so funny.
She's a genius.
Genius person.
My crush is David, the bartender at Club Coming.
Did I say that name right? Deutsch.
Think.
Okay, cool.
He's such a delight. He makes every week at the show a dream. He's so funny, so smart, so hunky.
He gave me a Band-Aid.
I feel like I'll put up his Insta handle because I feel like he'll like that.
He's great. He really is. All awesome handle.
Oh yeah. It's Davide Da Gregorio.
He's so
Gregorio. Cool.
He's really hot too.
Gregorio. Yeah. He's really hot and sweet and wonderful. He's my crush of the week. And every week at the show on Wednesdays. I mean.
Oh.
So, who's your crush of the week?
Oh, okay. Can I have more than one?
Yeah.
Well, the first
but don't
one.
Get crazy.
Yeah,
like, you want to still feel special.
And number 46 is my uncle.
If you highlight everything, what's not highlighted will actually be highlighted. Oh, yeah.
So my crush is number one, the fog machine at Club Cummings. Oh, it was really fun to have that. And then second, I'd say Richie and Melissa, who took care of me on this trip.
Thank you, Richie and Melissa.
Amazing
friends.
And Melissa.
Please follow them.
Thanks for taking care of our girl.
I'm staying with them, and they were so sweet. And then the last one is one of my best friends, Paula Skaggs, sent me donuts when I got here.
Oh my god!
Before the big meeting, it was so sweet. I woke up to a plate of them next to my bed.
No,
oh my god.
She's the best.
That's amazing.
How'd they get them in there?
like Richie opened the door.
I know. I was wondering that too. Like,
I don't know where were they from. I really don't. Oh, the box was thrown away.
I want to know what were they like.
Sucks.
If you describe them, I could probably tell you.
I was
where
like
they're
half
from.
Asleep, but they were very sugary.
I bet they were Peter Pan.
I hope they were.
We hope they were Peter Pan.
The only donuts I care about are. Here's the only donuts I care about. Yeah. Really quickly, Peter Pan donuts. Everything they make is unreal. Then I like the stuffy, nasty, juicy ones from Krispy Kreme. Oh, yeah. And then I would never touch a Dunkin' Donut. And the only thing I care about is Chipley's hot.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts is not
from
good.
Texas.
Yeah. Oh my god,
Dunkin' Donuts is pathetic.
Me and my high school friends would do this. We would go bowling. Then we would walk down Route 110, which was like a busy road, to get to Pizza Hut, which is down the road.
Mm-hmm.
On the way from bowling to Pizza Hut, there was a Krispy Kreme. So the light was on. We went in and got free glass.
When the light's on, it's electric.
It's really.
It's using electricity. Okay, you have any more questions?
Seen those pictures of donuts where there's like a tube of something squeezing into them?
Yeah.
What are those?
Yeah, it's like a jelly donut.
Oh, but the jelly's on the outside and you squeeze it in? I've always been wondering what that is.
They gotta fill them up somehow, Queen.
It feels sex to me. Like, look at these donuts. Something's gonna squeeze in a bottle in them, you know?
Is that how you sexed?
Yeah, I go, we should
wear
a little bottle right
now. You send the donut picture and you go, hey, remind you of anything?
Megan, do you have any other questions of the week?
Oh, I thought you said questions. Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. That's good.
Great.
Just the fog.
And I guess this old guy, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right.
This old guy.
This old guy. Now, Megan, do you feel hot today?
Who you're long distance with.
I feel hot being around you guys because I love you and I missed you. And I miss you even though I just met you a couple days ago.
The fact that you guys just met is crazy.
Before you came into my life, I really missed you. Well, that's how it goes.
I loved him before, though. On social media, I felt like we were friends.
My voice is sort of small.
I know.
And this skirt is kind of like hot mom, sort of like field girl,
I love it.
You know?
I kind of feel hot today. I'm in a place where it's like I have a really full day, so I'm like... I've been waking up every morning. You know what's been helping me so much mentally and emotionally? Is I've been waking up every morning really early and just like running.
I'm so impressed.
Oh, I can't
been
run.
Helping
can't
me
barely
so
walk.
Much.
Can't barely walk.
Can't
barely,
read. Can't walk.
Can't barely walk.
Can't read. Can't walk.
They can't hardly wait to. Can't barely can't, walk.
Can't barely walk. And let me try talking. I absolutely won't be able to. Can't hardly walk.
But that's what helping me. And then I do feel like a little like hotter.
How long do you run?
Right now I'm running.
He's
like,
a very serious runner.
I can be. Right now, like this week, I ran about 50 miles.
Oh.
Per week, but it's like 6 or 8, or on Sunday I'll run 10.
And that's hot, and that's like makes you feel good.
It makes me feel like really grounded and like, it just like clears my head a bit. And then I'm able to use my, because sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I should spend the time, but then it makes me get more out of the time that I do have. So,
yeah,
I'm like,
it's just hard to start.
Yeah,
but I like it too.
Now I'm in this really good habit where I just kind of naturally wake up at like 6:45.
I want to be that so bad. I want to like be able to
I
wake
wanted
up.
To be that for a long time, and then I just like became like
it. Was
it.
Such a struggle to get here at 10. I didn't even go out last night. I went to bed at like 11:30, and I still couldn't get my little ass here. I actually do feel hot today, even though I... even though I think I'm getting sick, and I just had diarrhea.
Oh.
I had it on the plane. Something's going on with me.
Oh, I've never used a bathroom on the plane except when I was little.
Okay.
I hold
it. I need to say something serious. When I go on a plane, no matter where I'm going, I pee at least 3 times.
Well,
and that's why I always sit aisle.
And
my biggest fear, literally my biggest fear in this life, is to sit middle or window on a plane.
Wait, you want to do middle?
No, I sit aisle so I can pee as much as I want.
Oh, I thought you said my biggest dream is to sit middle.
My biggest fear is to be stuck middle
fear,
or window.
Fear. Yes, yes, yes.
God, and that flight, it's a long one.
No.
And I'm going to London next week and I'm nervous with the peeing.
Oh my God.
I know.
Catherine, are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Really?
No, I'm sad.
He's teasing her.
I'm sad that you have to go do stuff today, but I also get it because I kind of feel low energy too.
I mean, not till 2.
I feel like at the beginning I was like, what's happening? And now I'm like, we're good. What, are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. I want us to find a way to like, I don't like when they go over 2 hours. Like, I get so, I feel so crazy when I've been in the same place for too long. And so that's, I'm like, girl.
But we're this is special.
I know this is special. But 2 hours.
I've been looking forward to this for
2 hours is hard for me.
Do you think it's because of me?
No.
No, we keep doing this. We have so much. It's, you know what I think is happening is that we haven't seen each other in between enough.
Yeah.
And so then when we get, it's like there's too much to unpack.
There's too much to unpack.
And that's no one's fault. I didn't.
But yeah, I'm not mad at you. I'm so grateful for you. I'm running towards you. I miss you so much when you were in Los Angeles.
I know. It was a long one. It was a long week.
Meg.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me or what?
Oh, honey, I literally. What if I went? You acted weird at the show. No, I literally love you. I like literally love you.
Oh my
God. I truly. You're so funny.
I'm
and,
your
like,
high school gay boy.
I go. I'm in love with you. No, like I really.
Light, show the lights up. First time I come to dance, I'm like.
I think I'm in love with you. Literally, it was insane.
What was the sketch?
It was just like, it was a two-person sketch show where they had a lot of wigs.
Say no more.
Yeah, it was like that kind of thing. But no, of course, I would never be mad at you. And I just think you're the best and so funny. And
thank you.
And I want to have a kid together.
Well, we're going to. They can be friends.
Meg, are you mad at me?
Am I mad at you?
Yeah.
No. Honey, I could not love any inch of you more. I love you so much. You are so, I've been addicted to your friendship ever since I met you. I was like, who is this girl? Like, truly. And truly, I was like, that's the soul sister. And
I know, instant like, soul sister.
For real.
Thank God.
Hey, soul
Now you ask us if we're mad at you.
Oh, okay. Pat, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not.
Oh, with the head nod, was going to say, yeah, I actually am.
No, I'm so glad to finally meet you. You, like, came in my life at, like, as a force to be reckoned with. Like, I think, like, 2 calendar months ago, like, if you said Megan's altered me, I'd be like, random bitch. I have no idea who she is. Like, don't church care if she lives or dies. Like, church girl.
Slutty girl from Ohio.
Like, I don't know. Now it's, like, Megan's altered is, like, a huge part of my life. Like,
oh my God.
Funniest person in town, whether that town be it New York or whether that town be it Chicago. I feel long distance with you, like that guy.
I want to do long distance with you. That's not scare me. I'm not scared of that with you.
To say I want to do long distance with you is so psycho.
After 4 days, like that's like.
I want to do. Long
I can't wait to see these people.
Yeah. Right. Oh, wait. Oh.
You asked me.
Are you mad?
I could never be mad at you.
She's punching me.
From the beginning, I thought soul sister. Aww. You're one of the only people in this town who's actually funny at all. And I've gone so far as to like, I've fucked someone and then afterwards we're laying in bed and I'm like, watch this girl do uncomfortable comedy on YouTube. I've shown Lovers your videos because I'm so obsessed.
Wait, are you serious?
And that's how you know I love you.
And I text all the time, do you know Kat Cohen? Do you know Kathy Cohen?
Good. And I hope you move here soon. What?
I forgot and I'm eating on the pod. But the person never
No
paid.
One cares.
No, don't people
The person
do not.
Needs to pay me. If all my fans collect
Where'd you get all these cookies?
I bought a 3-pack of I bought a 3-pack of cookies on my way here because I was so starving hungry.
Wait, I never see the bag though. Hungry. It's just always the cookie.
I ran 6 miles and I haven't eaten anything all morning.
I just don't like sweet. Like I would never go first for sweet. I would go first for savory. Okay, we're done with the pod. We love you to death. You're perfect. Never change.
We love you. Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you.
So
forever dog.
Forever dog.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.